first of all, I've asked this question from year to year, and I know what some of the answers have been in the past with regards to attendance, and I know to some extent butts in the seat aren't overly important or maybe too emphasized, but does it concern you that you're not seeing more people stick around for some of the games on the boys' weekends?
Well, yeah, it does a little bit. I mean, we're conscious of that. You know, ultimately it comes down to the experience for the kids, and that's what it's about. And, you know, when things we start to hear from our schools where things are, we're not meeting the needs of our schools when they come to an event like our basketball state championship, then, you know, then we got to look to change. But, yeah, I mean, on the ancillary side, we notice that just like everybody else does. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's really about the kids and their experience, and that's where we hang our hat on and make sure we're providing them an experience that they'll cherish and take with them for a long, long time. But, you know, we've looked at and we'll continue to look at ways that we might improve attendance. You know, Marty has often said, I've heard him say, you know, before he left us as executive director, that, you know, if all the right teams win that have, you know, the huge following and are in a, you know, general location closer to Peoria, that we'd see bigger crowds. But, you know, that's stuff you can't pick and choose year to year, and you just never know how that's going to play out. But there's other things, you know, beyond just those butts in the seats that we're concerned about also.
And I know you are. Let me just throw a couple of things out at you, and you tell me what's right with that, what's wrong with that. I know some people have said, well, just take the big school weekend and move it closer to Chicago.
Yeah, we've heard that. You know, the difficulty is that is basketball in particular is such a huge event for us that we have a number of things that we take into Peoria, into the Civic Center to, you know, have our event run there. They're packing all that stuff up and making another trip to a different location, then all the way back home, you know, puts a little stress on folks in our office to do that. You know, ultimately it's going to depend on our board and their position on in the consideration when it comes, you know, the opportunity for a contract to be renewed or to venture out for a new contract, that if they think that's in our best interest is to open up that kind of dual site, one location for 1A, 2A, and another location for 3A, 4A. But at this point, we have 3 more years left on the contract. We know we'll be in Peoria for those 3 years, and as we get to the end of that, then, you know, we'll see where our board wants to put us.
One of the more interesting proposals that I've heard involves doing all 4 classes one weekend, extending it a day, and eliminating the third place game.
Yeah, you know, somebody mentioned or I heard that Michigan has a format like that, and that was interesting to me. And, you know, I'm curious to find out more about that as well. I don't know if that helps or hinders us. You know, if we would do it on the boys' side, I think we'd do it on the girls' side as well. So, you know, just a question of when and is it feasible for us to do something like that? But if we think that's an answer and a good answer, you know, then it's something we'll take a look at. But ultimately, as I mentioned, it's going to come down to what our membership and our board feels like is in our best interest.
And the other thing just hit me that we always think of it from the high school basketball fans' viewpoint and maybe the IHSA viewpoint. What about Peoria? Do officials with the Civic Center, does it bother them? Is there any impact of crowds up or down?
Well, not that they've expressed to us. Now, we do work cooperatively with them, and we, in fact, did some brainstorming long before this year's tournament about some things we could do to try to increase attendance both in the arena and the experience, and I haven't seen the numbers yet to know if we made any headway in any direction, but, you know, in the experience, they're always revamping and providing additional opportunities to showcase and provide an experience for those in attendance. And, you know, on the arena side, we tried to expand and notify our teams, not only high school teams, but AYBT teams, some youth teams, of some group sales that we ventured into this year. And again, I don't know, haven't gotten feedback on if that was a positive. I know obviously we didn't see significant numbers increase in the seats as a result of those things. But yeah, we work with them, and we'll continue to work with them with ideas of what we might do to enhance it to improve our attendance.
And finally, and Kurt Gibson said it, and you said it here, and a lot of it's true. It really depends on the schools that show up that weekend. And in this day and age, if you're expecting it to return the way it was, you know, 20, 30 years ago, that's probably not going to happen.
No, it's not. Unfortunately, well, at least I don't see it happening. You know, what I've seen trended the last few years, we're probably not going to see it happen. And a little bit has to do with the shift from the two classes to the four classes, obviously. And then as it's been noted, you know, who gets here really contributes significantly to what we see in the stands. But I'm not advocating and saying that we'll consider going back to two classes, because from our membership, I have not heard any talk about that. But I think that's just the realization of, you know, when there were eight teams coming all vying for one championship in our two-class system, there was some vested interest in all of the games on a particular day, where now we don't have that vested interest when we look at one class versus the next class. And so there's no carryover from, you know, from even the fans of a particular team that want to come in and watch the next round of games from, you know, Friday afternoon to Friday evening, because they're not going to compete against those teams. So, you know, that was a part of it. And then just the uniqueness of Friday being, you know, you win or you go home, and when it was a two-class system. So, I don't know that we're ever going to see that quite the way it was. Though the one positive that I think we lose sight of, that I don't lose sight of, but I think those that come only to the state final and look at that scenario, is I think we still get great attendance at our preliminary rounds of our tournament, the regional, the sectional, the super sectional. I continue to hear about fantastic crowds at different events there, so that's a positive for us. We're going to reap the benefits of that, even though at the state final we may not get in the attendance numbers that we really want.